Nick Ritchie, because that man, Nick Ritchie, has been something out there, hasn't he, folks? I mean, look at this guy. He's got
the big head.
He's got the size.
He's skating around with the big head out there.
The smile. Have you ever seen his headshot? Fucking weird looking motherfucker. but he's good. He's good at what he does. He's good at what he pays. He's paid to do it. That's hockey and sit in front of him.
I don't know what that was. Welcome to episode 18. Welcome to episode 18 of season 2 of Brews and Bruins, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Bruins Diehards, sponsored by Save More Spirits and DraftKings. Speaking of, Drew.
Oh, I'm going first.
All right. The 55th Super Bowl is this week. Fuck, all right. The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend. 55. And a game this big. Fucking A. The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend. And a game this big deserves a big prize. Not just some trophy. And DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. How's that for big? All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the app now, enter the free prediction challenge, answer questions like who will score first, and boom, get ready to make it rain. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players since 2012, so they know a thing or two about big paydays. Download DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing, so use promo code THPN. And is in Nancy now and enter the free $55 million Super Bowl challenge only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for all the details.
Thank you, Drew. Cam.
The Brews and Bruins podcast is sponsored by Save More Spirits. Check them out for all of your beer, wine, and liquor needs. They have all of the macro brews as well as a healthy offering of local beers and craft beers from all over. You can check out their locations in Somerville, Medford, Cambridge, and Malden. And of course, pandemic's still going on. If you'd rather order online, you can look at what they have at SaveMoreSpirits.com and then order those through Minibar and Drizzly. You can also get free delivery using the promo code BrewsandBruins. On Drizzly, that's Brews and Bruins with an ampersand and no spaces, all in one. Order that beer up, drink it at home, listen to the podcast, watch the Bruins. Join our beer threads on Twitter at Brews and Bruins. And, do it up.
Okay, cool. All right, well, we're doing our Friday content. Happy Friday, boys. I have a PBR.
I'm going to take a Friday shot.
Recording on Monday for those for those who are unaware of the situation.
It is 11:15 Eastern.
I have like two sips of an omission left from the pod we just recorded.
Yep.
Also, my list here is all out of whack.
Same. Happy Friday, boys.
I am doing a Friday shot. Looks like Bacardi. Can you taste it?
I can taste it.
Woof.
Tastes like Bacardi.
I sent a bottle of sparkling apple juice.
Wow. Yeah,
so we're going to do kind of a fun little exercise. It is, like a fifth of the way through the season, something like that. Well, we got 10 games in. And so we're just going to talk about in 2021, who are the most important players on the Bruins. We're going to rank them from 10 to 1. Drew, why don't you start us off?
Am I giving all of them now, or are we going to go 10, 10, 10?
We're going to do all of our 10s, then we're going to do all of our 9s until we get to our 1s.
All right, number 10, I have Braden Holtby just because he's a Bruins killer, and if the Bruins have to face him in the cup, he better not be good.
Classic Drew.
This is what I was expecting. I guess on that note, I'm going to also say fuck the rules and do 10, 9, and 8. I have Trent at 10, Fred at 9, and Eric at number 8.
Nice.
Not actually, though. I got Charlie Coyle at number 10.
All right. My number 10 is Yarrow. I feel like. Without the. What, Drew?
I forgot goalies existed.
I figure without a backup goalie like Yarrow, that doesn't allow the flexibility, especially in a shortened season, for a guy like Tukaras to flourish as we expect them both to do as we go on.
Quick disclaimer here. I'm assuming this is the same with you guys, but I put this list together in about 45 seconds. So I know for a fact that I'm going to have some changes, maybe not in personnel, but in order. So I don't know. I'll correct it on Twitter or something like that, but feel free to yell at us regardless.
I already made it pretty clear. I forgot all the goaltenders. So number except 9, I got Holtby.
Yeah, you forgot Bruins goaltenders exist.
Oh god, I got Lazan at number 9 because I think he's been given a lot of responsibility, and we need to see if he can live up to expectations. I don't know why I said it like that, but I did.
I've got Brandon Carlo, somebody who's seen an increased presence the last 2 years, especially with Chara gone now. I think he's certainly that go-to shutdown defenseman guy. You're going to see probably some increased role from him. The penalty kill, and then also in those shutdown situations. Defense team effort, but Carlo's going to be the one leading that. So got him at number 9.
Yeah, I got Matt Grizzlick, basically that one solid option on the left side right now. So it's going to be important for him to get healthy and come back. And I think really shores up the power play so that you're not having to use 5 forwards or – I mean, even if you do go with 5 forwards, just having that guy on the second unit is pretty solid.
Number 8?
Yep.
Cam Neely. I got Charlie Coyle. I just think he was really fucking good last season and helped him out a lot. that seems super vague for analysis. but yeah, no, he's a fulcrum there on the third line, and if something happened to Krejci, which God forbid, but you know, it does happen from time to time, especially to Krejci. Yeah, Charlie Coyle can fill in there. So he's definitely an important guy. Eighth most important to be exact.
Eighth important. I thought you actually had Cam Neely as your number 8.
I thought it would be good. I think he did. He just switched it when he saw our faces. That's what I'm guessing. I have, I don't know, these next two. I kind of give or take on the order. I'll go Yarrow for this one. I originally had him a little higher, but same reason Chris said, this is going to be a 2 goaltender season at least, maybe 3, as we've talked about in previous episodes with Kat Silverman. Go listen to those, or just follow her on Twitter, probably better than listening to us and her. But yeah, need that goaltending tandem. Was the best goaltending tandem in the league last year, and the Bruins need that to continue. It's looked good so far, so keep chugging.
My number 8 is Brandon Carlo for the reasons that Cam listed.
I like Brandon Carlo more than you guys because I have him at 7. And I just think, you know, Brandon Carlo, good defensive defenseman, really the I'm going to use the word fulcrum again because I like the word fulcrum.
Makes him feel smart.
It's going to be his nickname now on this podcast.
Fulcrum Carlo.
Fulcrum Charlo. We're just going to imprint Dano with Fulcrum Charlo. Yeah, anytime he scores, which is going to be often now because he's such an offensive force, he is going to tweet out the fulcrum in all caps. So.
I love it. No one's going to understand. There's no one listens to our fucking podcast. All
right. Sure, I originally had Carlos. Just the literal thousand of you who listen to this podcast.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of you. Thank you. Shouts to all of you. I love you. All right.
Yeah, I originally had Carlos 7 before I dropped him down. I guess my new number's 7. Are we at 7? We're at 7.
Yeah, we're at 7.
Is David Krejci, Upon This Rock. Obviously, it is a bit low, but you know, I'll get to why in a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we need to say too much about David Krejci because we always are simping for him, but holds down that second line, a force on power play. Going to need top to bottom production from the lineup, and after the erection line, it starts with him. So get after Krejci.
Yeah, so for my number 7, I got Charlie Coyle. I think Drew pretty much nailed it for me, why he's so important, and especially if he got...
I did. I don't think I know.
Maybe it was Can.
Well, Drew said it's because he played good hockey last year. They needed...
No, and then I said if Krejci gets injured, then he...
Yeah, that was what I was talking about.
And then he's the fulcrum.
And really with whoever's on his left wing and whoever's on, and if he has Craig Smith on his right wing, like that, the Smolder line, especially with Trent Frederick, that's basically a second line there. So
yeah,
huge.
6. I got Nick Ritchie because, that man, Nick Ritchie has been something out there. As many folks, I mean,
am I right?
I mean, look at this guy. He's got
get a load of this guy.
He's got this.
He's got the big head.
He's got the size.
He's skating around with the big head out there. He's pretty smile. Impressive.
Have you ever seen his headshot? Fucking weird looking motherfucker. but he's good. He's good at what he does. He's good at what he pays. He's paid to do, and that's hockey and sit in front of the net on the power play. And he's actually been actually really good there on a serious note. So yeah, that's going to be important. That's why I put him at 6 is really his power play role.
I will say I don't have him on this list, but I agree that just taking up those spots pushes everybody else down and kind of just gives you more depth in every sense of the word. So
number 6, I have Grizz for pretty much the reasons that Chris said earlier. The one short thing you have on that left side, and then obviously him stepping into a power play to fill in for McAvoy, who's filling in for Krejci, or for Krug, rather.
Krejci was filling in for McAvoy, who was filling in for Grizzly.
Not a Grizzly. I mean, obviously special teams, but then I think really the past couple of years has been in the top 2 to 3, probably the second best Bruins defenseman over the past couple of years. I really think he's been just phenomenal. At least as far as being able to play on both ends of the ice. So I want to see another step out of him this year, but he'll play a big role in pretty much any situation that you put him in. He's really versatile, so I want to see more from him.
Hell yeah. My number 6, I got David Krejci. I only put him above Charlie Coyle because he's that guy that doesn't need anything around him to succeed. He's just had garbage on his wings for however many years, and always kind of holds down that second line. So yeah, he's a pretty tremendous luxury to have when you can just like slot him in at your second center and then put like 2 cardboard cutouts of hockey players on either side of him and you have a second line.
Yeah, I got DK at number 5 here. DK 46, DK 420, DK 46 Furta. And yeah, I think
just... can you just record a bunch of those sound bites? You go DK 420 Thurda, and then just tweet him out every time he scores.
DK 420 Thurda. Okay. Yeah, David Krejci, good at sports, good at hockey, great for the team. Chris nailed it.
Jeez. All right. Number 5, I got Marshy. I don't know. I mean, the whole first line gonna be important, but somebody who's capable of putting up 100 points in a regular season, need a big year offensively out of him. And then obviously I think his defense is underrated too. After playing with Bergeron this, you know, for so long, I think really picked up a lot of that two-way play. I think he'd be the first one to tell you that is a result of playing with Bergeron. But again, somebody who you can put out there on the power play, somebody who you can put out there on the penalty kill, and he's probably going to score goals at both of them. And then obviously part of the most dominant line, I think, in hockey. So need another big year out of him.
Yeah, and my number five is Tuukka. And that's not because he's overrated or anything. No shade at Tuukka. I just think the four guys ahead of him are uber important to this team, and especially with having a backup like Yarrow. He's one of the best goaltenders in the world. He has been for a really long time, and I don't think we need to talk much more about that. Everybody knows our feelings on this guy.
Yeah, I forgot goalies. Bruins goalies anyway, and I have to say that Lauzon and Braden Holtby are obviously off if I include a Luck and Tuukka Rask somewhere in here. going to number four, I got Bradley Marchand, because Bradley, my dude, is
I believe it's actually Bradwick.
Bradwick Marchand is he's also good. No, I mean he's amazing. He's a fucking star in this team. When he's playing good, especially a two-way game, when he's on top of his game, he's unstoppable. We've seen it time and time again. I don't think I got to say more than that.
Nice. I originally had this player one higher, but I ended up switching him. But I got Bergeron at number four. Obviously, such an important player on both ends of the ice. What I was saying about Marchand, about being able to put him out in any situation, just goes even more so for Bergeron. And then you add on him officially becoming the captain this year. I don't think really much changes in the role that he's going to play in the locker room. I think he was already doing all those things, and the Bruins essentially had two captains with Chara, but especially with him gone now, I think kind of becomes the sole leadership face on that team. Obviously, such a talented player as well. Lock Hall of Famer. Pretty hard to not have him up there.
Yeah, I too have Patrice Bergeron at number four. I don't think I have much extra to add. Four-time Selke Award winner, and probably should have more than that.
At number three, I got Chuck E. Cheese, Charlie McAvoy. He's been the best defenseman on the team for a little bit. Sorry, Zdeno, but, he has been the best overall defenseman. And he's really taking on this new role. Like, I am the captain of the defense now. And he's getting, I think it's not so much he's expected to play any better because he's been really good. I think it's more, there's more eyes on him now. And if this defense isn't up to snuff, it's almost because, was your star player great? I don't know. That's not how hockey works. But I think Charlie McAvoy is a very, very important player to this team. I think I overlooked him for a little bit, and now I've realized, he is the man on defense and has been the man for a while, even while Chara was there. This 6 feet, 9 inches can distract you sometimes, but Charlie McAvoy's where it's at.
Yeah. I also have McAvoy at number three. I think, all of the things that Drew said, except for maybe the last one, was a little sus. But, like you were saying, I think, for a while, especially with how young he is, he was kind of labeled as the next leader of the Bruins defense. And again, considering how young he still is, it's easy to kind of keep thinking that way of like, he's our next promising guy. Well, we're at the point where he is the guy now. And really, like you said, has been at least the last year or so. And now with Chara out, it's just the spotlight a little more on him as that guy. But then especially again with Crew gone now, him taking over probably that top power play line when they're not going to run five forwards. The added spot he has there, and then again, if there's anybody I want on the ice from a defensive standpoint in pretty much any situation, you need a goal, you know, to stop a goal, final minute of the game, I want McAvoy out there. So that's a big role to step into, and I think all the signs point toward him being ready to fill it, so excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, I also have Charlie at number three. Interested to see if this is finally the year that he kind of enters that Norris conversation, upping his offensive game a little bit to match how great he's been defensively. I think anytime you look at any of his fancy stats, like, he's among the tops in the league at preventing opportunities for the other team. And for the most part, when he's on the ice, his the which will happen a lot with that top line. So that's kind of maybe skews the numbers a little bit. But when he's on the ice, generally, your team's got the puck more often and they're generating opportunities. And I think it's just a matter of him turning into more of a part of that than kind of a facilitator of that. And then he'll probably be like that kind of prime Drew Doughty kind of player.
Number two. So I just switched this. I originally had my number one bro there, but I switched it to David Pastrnak. Pasta, not a lot has to be said. Super important. Probably the most important, but I couldn't do it to Mr. Number One. Yeah, scores a lot of goals, man. Quite the shot. Dude, this guy can play hockey. Have you heard of him? David Pastrnak. The show!
Yeah, I got Pasta too as well. Need him to, I mean, Brock Richard winner last year. Need him to pick up where we left off, as he has since coming back from injury in the very limited sample size we've seen by recording this. Probably have a couple more points by the time this is released. Knock on wood. And then also just shout out to his defensive game. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, who can score like he can, kind of forget about the defensive side of the puck. He's not Patrice Bergeron by any means, but he can certainly get it done on both ends of the ice. And even early on, we've seen him just get back and be defensively responsible. So need that on both ends of the ice. Again, not your first penalty kill option, but for somebody who can score like he can, to see him at least get back there and contribute defensively is big. So Burns going to need a big year out of him.
All right. Well, this was going to be pretty boring if we all had the same top three, but I know that I don't have the same number one as you guys, but my number two is also David Pastrnak. I mean, that's your fucking 50 goal guy when you got an 82 game season. That's
those well, guys your other 52 goal guy besides Nick Ritchie. So
yeah. Those guys don't grow on trees. That's like a once in a generation kind of player that you're getting on your team, and glad we got him. That's pretty sick for us. Congrats, Bruins.
My number one is Patrick Bergeron. Patrice Bergeron's the GOAT. I think it's just like, I just can't picture this. Hey, I can't picture this team without him, but I can't picture this team going past the first round of the playoffs without him. I just think there's no way to overvalue Patrice Bergeron and what he means to this team from a leadership perspective, from an offensive perspective, from a defensive perspective, from whether it's on the ice, off the ice, whatever the fuck, it's Patrice Bergeron's team. I don't think you do anything you do without Bergeron.
I think that's definitely fair. You're never going to see me arguing against rating Patrice Bergeron a little more highly, so I'm down with that. That being said, I did have Tuukka Rask as my number one. I think a lot of Bruins fans, obviously, we've talked about it here a bajillion times, really take for granted how good of a goaltender he is. And for somebody that idiot Bruins fans complain about not being able to steal a game, he steals a lot of games. And, you know, especially with such shortened season, we're going to see him and Yaro, but by the end of the year, at the end of the day, he's still going to be playing more games in a shorter time span, and the Bruins are going to need him ready to go toward the end of the season when we get into the playoffs. You go back 4 or 5 years before the Bruins had consistent backups, and him being overplayed was an issue. I don't necessarily see that happening this year because the Bruins have a very reliable number two in Yaro, but at the end of the day, him being at the top of his game is going to be of the utmost importance down the stretch, especially. So, most important position on the ice. So,
I mean, we saw what happened when Tuukka wasn't there during the bubble. So, I mean, if anybody thinks that he's not important to this team, then they're pretty fucking stupid.
Then you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, my number one is Bradley Marchand. Bradley. Dude, he has one of the most insane aging curves of a hockey player we've seen. He's upped his game like exponentially from year to year on like three different occasions, and has gone from being just kind of like a buzzy player who can score like 20 goals for like three seasons of his career to being like a 50 point guy who can score 20 goals and get you 30 assists. And then he jumped up to being a 30 goal guy who can get you like 20, 30 assists. And then he jumped up to being an almost 40 goal guy who can get you like 30 assists. And now he's a 100 point guy where he's out there scoring all the goals, and he's facilitating both on at 5-on-5 and on the power play.
He's especially the penalty kill.
Yeah, he happens to be one of the greatest penalty killers of all time in terms of scoring.
Guy's good for like 5 shorthanded goals a season at least.
Absolutely ridiculous. And I think just how impressive it is that he developed his game at in all facets over the course of his late career has been super impressive. And I think they're at a certain point, he and Patrice kind of have intersected in terms of like who's carrying that line more. And it's really hard to tell when all three of the people on the line are all world players. So, I mean, both of those guys are top liners on the Canadian national team. So, it's hard to say which one's more important, but I think at this point, as the guy with more game changing speed and puck possession skills, I think that's the guy that I think is the more important player and kind of in the mold of like a playmaking goal scoring wing like Artemi Panarin. Like he's up there with those guys as like tops in the league, Hart Trophy candidate anytime he's on the ice for a full season kind of guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I believe it is Bradward Marchand. So yeah. Bradward Brotsworth.
So there you have it.
There it is.
Listen to this. If you haven't already, go back and listen to it.
go do it again.
Yeah, and then tell your friends, re-download it,
leave us those
numbers. Yeah, use that promo code THPN for DraftKings. Use the promo code Brews ampersand Bruins, no spaces, for Drizzly for free delivery on your first order. Go to Save More Spirits. And yeah, go back and listen to this again and then get mad at us online and yell at us about why we're all wrong.
I don't know how I feel about this song.
Yeah.
It's kind of a banger, though. I'd be lying if I said it on Spotify.
Just like
every night has its own. Just like every cowboy, say it on. Every road has its own.